This is an In It For The Kicks special feature.
Here at In It For The Kicks, we get to interview electronic producers from all over the globe. And recently, we've had quite the run of New Zealand drum and bass producers. Nick?
Well, this week, we're going down to Christchurch to hear about the producer Rubix, who last week released his four-track EP. It's called the Circuit EP. And he's been a very busy individual indeed. Here's Rubix to give you the scoop.
I started writing music when I was about 14 using computers. I started off with Reason and Reason and SX3 and Cubase. So that was about 2000. And in about 2000, I would have been about 14, I think. So it's been a number of years. And I was a drummer at high school. And then I went on to study music and I went on to study audio engineering. I actually went over to Australia and lived in Australia for 4 years, and I worked in a studio in Brisbane called Ketone Studios, and I was in a band there, which eventually got a good little A&R deal going on, and we had a good producer, and I'd worked in studios, and there was Gasworks Studio over in Brisbane as well. We went down to Big Jesus Burger in Sydney. So I kind of just got, in the background, I was always doing drum and bass, and I'd always loved drum and bass from a real young age. And as I kind of moved into a studio environment, I realized that rather than being the guy behind a drum kit or playing the instruments, I wanted to be the guy behind the desk mixing and engineering the sound. So that's kind of what I moved back to New Zealand in 2010, and then kind of sat back down and said, right, let's take this seriously. And 2010 was kind of the switch or the fork in the road where I was like, right, let's solely focus on the drum and bass sound, and then it's gone from there. So, and I launched Mountain Music last year, but it had been in the pipeline for a long time. The name came about when it was about 2006. I had left a friend's vinyl collection in my car, which melted in the heat. So I lost all my mate's records in the sun, and a lot of them were great records. And, you know, he still to this day holds it against me, but we're still best mates. Yeah, Melting Music was launched last year. And so far it's up to, say, 10 releases. The big release that we had at the beginning of the year was an EP called The Subsequent Vintage. And The Subsequent Vintage was like a snapshot of the electronic music scene in Christchurch in 2014. So that was a long play where I got, you know, 12 different artists to write different music, all from Christchurch. And yeah, that's kind of just where a lot of my time goes these days, is trying to get this label in a good position so that I can start pushing it further abroad. Because at the moment, it's just kind of sitting around, ticking along, slowly building in the underground, I guess. Well, the brand new release, it's my first EP of the year on my label, Melton Music. It's called the Circuit EP. And I titled it the Circuit EP purely because of the approach that I took when I sort of sat down and made the four-track EP. I was like, right, let's use a combination of some analog stuff, let's use some digital stuff, because I feel a lot of producers these days are quite heavily involved in just the digital, you know, completely mixing in the box type thing. So I was like, right, let's combine them both. Let's just take a step back, create all the sounds, create some cool stuff, create some analog sounds and textures and use them. So when I sat down and made the EP, I thought, I've got to try and make it as more complex than anything I've ever done before. So, I mean, when I sat down, I was actually quite tedious in the way that I did kind of all my automation. The way that I wrote it was all quite linear. And then I kind of just kept on flowing. The first track I wrote was called Complexity, which was quite a busy, sort of a heavy, full-on, up-in-your-face sort of tune. And as I wrote the EP, kept going through, I found there were different elements of the analog gear that I liked and different elements of the digital stuff that I liked. So I just kept moving back and forth between the two and eventually came up with three other tunes based off this one tune called Complexity. So there's four tunes on the EP. One's called Complexity. One's called Analog Pressure. The third one's called Fiber Optic Affair, and the last one's called Resistance. So just kind of keeping it within that theme of being an analog digital world or sound. It's quite a tech-minded EP. It's got a liquid tune on there called Fiber Optic Affair, which is just keep nice and tuned, nice and fat. And the tunes were actually written at the end of last year. So over the, you know, over the summer sort of season and festivals and things, we had a good, I had a good opportunity to test the sound. Complexity was a good tester. In a club, it definitely got a few heads turning, and quite often it'd be one of the last tunes I played before international acts would come on. So I got a lot of good feedback from international acts. Like, I played it before Netsky, and so Boris Netsky, he was really, really into it, and he came on stage like at a heaving crowd, you know, down in Harwear, and he was just like, what is this? Like, this is crazy. And it was really, really nice to sort of get some sort of reaction from an international guy.